There used to be horses in that barn. At least that's what my grandfather says. We're probably the only horse barn in Lexington, Kentucky that doesn't have one horse. Not one.
It might rain.
Pat said it'd be a good day for me to come down to the diner.
Yeah.
Just be breakfast and lunch, 3 days a week.
So if you're working down at the diner, she comes home from school to nobody or what?
Well, Pop lives right next door. I mean, I know you two don't talk much, but he and Kale get along real well. And what? You know, you've been promising her for months that you would take her to work with you.
Oh, and I will. I will, Lil, but not today. I got a big race.
Well, what am I supposed to tell her?
I don't know. You tell her I was running late and I just didn't have time to wait for her.
You tell her.
Honey, I'm going to work. All right, get in. I won't be late. All right, send Sonia. Don't let her out. I just wanna watch her action.
I like him.
Her. I like her too.
Get a bucket of multigrain. Stall number 3, please.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Malone, remember Kale?
Sure, she doesn't come around anymore. Well, honey, you got so big.
Señorita, buenos días. Eddie,
take a look at your last point.
That means good morning.
Morning.
You got legs like steel. Take a knee.
Whoa. What do you got there? You got some candy? Hey, Sonia. There you go, Sonia. Ooh, yeah, that's Sonia. She likes candy.
Sonia likes buzzers.
Yeah?
Who's this? You have a new jockey?
Annie, this is my daughter, Kale.
Oh, hey. Manolín Vallarta.
Greatest jockey in the world. Fattest jockey in the world.
Fat? Chacho, too tall to race. Look at you, man. Look at these clothes. A barn, not a disco. Que te cambiaste la ropa.
He likes the way I dress. Now, you see your daddy? You see how he's feeling the legs? You see that? Yeah, we just want to make sure the horse is sound and healthy. Your daddy always say, you listen to a horse, he'll tell you how he feels.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Come on.
We're calling for trainer Gary Mandela.
I don't know. The leg feels fine, but she keeps jumping at that. She must get back in her stall.
Vamos, Sonia. Vente. Vamos. Venga. Sonia.
She never does this.
She gonna race today?
Of course she's gonna race today.
Hello, Mr. Palmer.
Nice to see you. Wasn't sure you were coming today. I don't believe I've ever met
Prince Tariq Cabal. Well, Sonia is just as pretty as she is fast.
Sir, I'll meet you at our box after I talk to my staff. All right, what's the story here?
Well, she's acting funny. Some heat in that right front this morning. I'm not sure if she wants to run today.
I don't feel any heat in that leg. What did the vet say?
Well, the vet and the paddock judge both took a look at her. They passed her as fine, but...
Well, good. That's all that matters.
Sir, I'm just saying that I don't think she should go today.
Prince Tariq flew his personal 737 8,000 miles for what?
I don't win the Jensen handicap, I guess.
To beat his brother Sadir. Tariq only flies it when he can see one of his horses run against one of his brother's horses.
Palmer, we're messing with a champion 2-year-old here who's won her first 2 races this year.
Well, this is make 3. She's a little star, no doubt about it.
She's a lot more than a star, Everett. But I'm just listening to the horse. She's telling me she could do better with some rest.
Well, you'd do better by listening to me. Look, she's a nice horse. But I've spent millions of dollars developing a stable of horses for Prince Tariq so he can beat his brother. Now, I know you've got big plans, but just do your job. Okay? Daily maintenance, overseeing the workouts, your job. Picking her races, my job. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Well, she's more than my favorite.
Let's go!
How one of the Mexicans walk around the set.
Boss, let's go.
You own a horse, sweetie?
Or just for owners?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. See her, honey? Look at her. Number 5, right there. That's our girl.
Think she'll win?
I got $10 that says she's going to win.
Pietro.
Here we go, baby.
Nice and easy now. It's okay. I got it. Cannonball. I'm sorry, man. We got to put her down.
She all right?
Doug, Malone. Teddy. Easy, girl. Easy. Come on. It's okay. Not here. Not here. Take her back to her stall, but not here.
Come on.
Hey, girl.
Dan, I can't put her down until you sign.
Oh, Dan, I want to get some x-rays taken. Hey, come here. Come on. Stay out of the way.
Dan, what's the point, Ben? She's finished.
Not believe this. I told him.
What?
What'd you tell him? I warned you she wasn't right. You put sand on her.
What?
Wait a minute. Look, I understand. It's sad when these things happen in the racing business.
Sad?
Yes, sad. It's an athlete.
Well, and you just knowingly kill a $750,000 athlete.
Fellas, we need to make a move here.
Tell me.
It's a cannonball, Miss Palmer.
You pushed her.
You're running a Breeders' Cup. She was special.
And now she got a broken leg, and it's over, so let it go.
You don't care about anybody, do you? Horses or people.
Well, in fact, I do, Ben. That's why I'm giving you the opportunity to find a new job.
You firing me?
That's right. You can take your Mexicans with you.
They're men, Palmer. They got names. You owe me money.
You'll get your check first of the month like everybody else now.
You pay me now. $9,000 for the last 3 months.
You're six. Take it or leave it.
I'll leave it. We agreed on 9 years, 3 short.
You wait for a check.
I'm not waiting for a check.
John Shackley, please put that horse down.
Dan, wait. I'll take the $6,000 and the horse.
$6,000 and a dead horse, and I never have to hear from you again?
That's right.
Take the money.
Good day, Dan. Put her down heavy for the night.
It costs you $400 just to dispose of her body.
Malone, hook up a trailer, would you?
You got a hard head, Ben, just like your old man.
Yep. Going out to the truck.
Living in that horse farm with no horses.
Malone, just... Manny, take her out to the truck, please.
Delusional. It's like a disease when you're crazy. Get out of here before it rubs off on you.
Help.
Manny!
Yeah?
Go get the old man. Tell him it's an emergency.
All right, Belong. Need the heavy winch and a tow and easy sling to get her in this stall.
Okay, where's that?
It's in the back stall there.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Where have you been? God, I've been so worried. What's going on?
I had a horse go down.
Oh,
here, you know, boss?
Yeah, keep blowing a hand back there, will you?
Okay.
What can you geniuses be called an emergency at night in the rain? This about a horse? Good night.
I never asked you for anything.
That's right. I haven't heard from you in months. That's why your business is so great.
I got a filly in there with a broken cannonball, Pop.
Thoroughbred? Racer? Put her down.
You had a horse with a shattered cannon bone once. You harnessed it up somehow so it couldn't move. The leg healed and that horse was fine.
That was a long time ago. You were just a little boy, Benjamin.
But I remember it. It worked.
You was an old lead pony. Healed just enough to walk around for a few more years before I finally put him down. Which is what you'd do if you had any sense at all.
Get her in the stall.
Kale. What, I need to help them, Mom.
Kale, I'm going to spend the night with her. I'm going inside with Mom now. All right.
Right up there.
Yeah.
Is that ready?
All right.
Big witch.
Let's hook it up. Come on.
Was it a hard fall?
Well, hard enough. She didn't get bumped or anything. She just went down.
That's the one from the track.
And my x-rays confirm it. It's a spiral fracture of the cannonball.
But it is non-displaced.
She'll never race again?
No. But she might walk again.
There's a chance. It's up to her. Try and keep her calm. Stable rest. That cast I put on her should hold.
I'm going to go real easy on her, Doc.
Let's stay close on that.
Got it. All right, let's pull all the harness stuff, the straps, and pull it in the tack room.
Ben, when Mr. Farmer fired you us yesterday, well, you know.
Well, we all don't have no jobs. I'm sorry, guys. I forgot. Here. There's 1,000 each. What's wrong?
Well, we train racehorses, right? And she's not going to race no more, so...
So why are we going to hang around to help you get a broken racehorse to walk?
Why?
You know who this horse is sired by? Dreamcatcher. You know who that was?
Pop, who was Dreamcatcher?
Won the Dubai World Cup in 96. Won 7 of 11 graded stakes and over $3 million.
Get her healed enough to breed her to a decent stud. Sell that yearling for, I don't know, maybe...
If it's a colt with good conformation, maybe $300,000.
$300,000. You two be interested in a piece of $300,000?
Yeah.
How about it, Pop?
Okay, good to me. Well done.
Is she?
She's okay.
What were you doing? She's not a pet, Cale. She's what I do for work now, so you're gonna have to leave her be, all right?
Sorry.
You sure you're all right?
Fine.
Thank you.
Take all that money and get to use as much pie as you want?
Yeah, you can't find a better job.
Manny's gonna take me to watch him ride a racehorse. And then tonight, I'm gonna muck out Sonia's stall. Thinking about painting it.
Nice to have a horse, huh?
Especially after Dad said, there will never be another horse in this farm as long as I live.
Did Pop tell you that? Don't you listen to everything Pop says. There's two sides to every story.
Pop said Dad's the best horseman. That's the end of the gift.
Well, that's true. We all know that's true.
Hey.
Hello. Whoa, Zephyr. Oh, boy. Thanks, Mike. What'd you think about that?
Not bad. Nice suit.
Ah, thank you. Besides a couple of horses from a few owners. Pretty cool, huh?
You ever ride in races?
A couple of times I did. But no more.
Why?
I have bad dreams. Three years ago, I got my first real race. I ran fifth.
What was the name of the horse?
Downtown Swang. It was amazing.
Did you ever ride him again?
Yeah, in our second race, I was flying into that first turn. And then I looked under my arm to see if I was clear on the rail. When I looked back up, there was a horse swerving into me. My left foot came out of the iron. I fell to the ground. And I got run over by three horses. Broke both shoulders, sternum, four ribs, punctured a lung.
You never raced again.
You know, at night, when I fall asleep, I dream I'm in a big race on a very fast horse. And I look to my left foot, it slips out of the iron, and I begin to fall. But before I hit the ground, I wake up.
But you still exercise race horses?
Yeah. Just me and the horse. Alone on the track. Free. No one to bother us. It's much better that way.
I'm sorry about your nightmares, Manny.
It's okay. It's God's way of telling you no more racing.
From Mom.
I'm good. Kale. You grab that roll of wire underneath the fence there?
Yeah.
Just hang on to it there.
Pop said this farm used to be beautiful.
This farm was beautiful. 200 acres. One of the nicest in Versailles. See all that over there?
Yeah.
Well, that was ours. Pops owned some really nice race mares. Big, beautiful female horses.
Maeve Land, Blue Jezebel, and Miss Moth.
That's right.
Pop said he built those stalls and filled them with horses.
Yeah, he made a good living selling yearlings.
She wanted to keep the yearlings and race them.
Well, it got kind of hard watching horses born on this farm go on win big races for somebody else.
So you got Pop to keep some of the yearlings so you could train them, race them?
Well, just keep them, Kale. They're not free. Brush down, Sonia.
Kale Crane?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you working on your creative writing assignment?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your story about?
It's about a king and his castle and a magic horse.
Stand on it, not for long. But she can stand on it.
I'll run a couple more tests in the morning, Ben, but I don't see any reason she can't breathe. She looks good.
You helped the girl. She's gonna have a baby.
Yeah.
I'll see you Friday.
Well, I'm gonna call in a favor.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go see an old friend.
About a stud for Sonia?
Yeah, about a stud. Come?
Yeah. I'll Saiki Pegasus, who won the Kentucky Derby. You see him? Giant's Causeway. Johannesburg. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile.
You learn all that from Pop, too?
He's a beautiful horse.
Hey, Bill. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's my daughter, Kale.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Kale.
Nice to meet you.
So, Ben, you called me 2 months ago telling me you got this race mare and needs to be covered. You need a favor, and I don't hear from you.
Well, it's been a pretty long road with that filly, Bill, but she's ready to go now. So, you still going to be able to help me out here?
Right over here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the world's greatest stud? Todd, bring him on out. This here's Thunderpants.
Thunderpants is a teaser pony. He's gonna help Sonya get ready to go into the breeding shed with the stallion.
Thank you. Hey, Kale. You wanna meet the stallion I picked for you? Kale, meet Grand Slam.
Grand Slam?
So, what do you think?
What? I think it's Grand Slam.
So everyone at Ashford has a lot of respect for your family. I explained your situation, and they want to do you the favor of a lifetime.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Just say you'll have your filly here first week in May.
You got it.
And that week's the only shot you get. Okay, he's booked till next year. And you got to send me half of the $15,000 by the end of the week. And
it's the $15,000.
Well, Grand Slam's normal stud fees, $200,000. We're waiving that completely.
Yeah, no.
The $15,000 doesn't even cover our costs and insurance.
No, Bill, it's an amazing offer. I just didn't, you know. I'm wondering though if maybe I couldn't, you know, give you a share in the fold to cover all the expenses, whatever they are.
We just don't do that. Not in a case like this. Are you saying you want to call it off?
No, Bill, I don't have the money.
I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't fully know your situation.
No, that's okay. Bill, listen, I really appreciate the try. I'm going to call. All right? Thanks. Let's go on.
I've never seen Grand Slam up close.
It's got muscles everywhere.
What'd he say?
He's a horse.
I know. What'd he say? I am a great champion.
When I ran, the ground shook, the sky opened, and mere mortals parted.
The way to victory. And I met my owner in a winner's circle.
Where he put a blanket of flowers on my back.
You remember that? Sport of kings, you know that? They call a horse racing the sport of kings.
So when are you going to take me to the races?
I don't go anymore. Hadn't been in years.
So I can take the racing form and the blood horse, right?
Your dad doesn't want me teaching you about horses.
So I should leave them?
You should stuff them under your shirt.
Okay.
Kale, in that cabinet above the sink?
Yeah.
Is there a coffee can?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it to your dad, would you?
Sure. Good night.
Good night.
Pop wanted me to give this to you.
Thanks, man.
Meet my dessert in the barn.
All right.
the hell is this?
Coffee can.
You expect me to use it?
It's the only flavor I got.
You're unbelievable. There's almost $20,000 there. You watched me sell this farm off bit by bit till there was nothing left. Why are you doing this?
Damned if I know. Breed the horse, Ben. Picking up that filly was the gutsiest thing I've seen you do in years.
No, don't talk to me about guts. I took the biggest swing I could and I struck out.
And you gave up?
I broke, Pop! What do you expect me to do?
I expect you to take the money, trust your instincts, and breed the horse.
You told me to put her down.
But you didn't, did you? Because you're a horseman.
Oh, no, Paul.
Are you going to spend your life shoveling horse squat for shakes? Or are you going to get back in the game?
Don't think I don't know what's going on here with you and Kale.
It's in her blood, Ben. Kale's a beautiful kid.
And I don't want this life for her, so stop filling her head with horse stories.
Horse stories are all I got.
Good, then keep them to yourself. I'll pay you back when a foal sells.
Any chance you'll keep the foal? Race him or her?
No, I'm going to sell the foal. But still have Sonia Dor.
Sonia Dor?
Yeah, it's her full name, Sonia Dor.
Sonia Dor.
I think it's Spanish. Spanish for dreamer.
Good night, dreamer.
Well, how many days did they give you down at the diner?
I got Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But I could take more.
Palmer called around, pretty much shut me out everywhere. I can't find any work. I'm going to have to take down the sign.
The real estate sign?
It's all been sold. The only land we got left to sell, we're sitting on. And the first letter of foreclosure.
Morning.
Hello, Kim.
Hey, Doc.
Hello, Benny.
Sonia's gonna make us some money, huh?
This horse, you're gonna make a special baby, huh?
Is the Ben around?
Yeah,
right here.
All right. Just got off the phone with Bill. We're back on.
Oh, yes.
Gonna breed her to Grand Slam.
Uh-huh.
Ben, I've completed my tests, and I've got some bad news for you.
What?
She's infertile.
She's not gonna have a baby now?
No, honey, she's never gonna have babies. I'm sorry, guys.
Dawn. You've been up all night.
What was I thinking, though? Trying to breed that horse.
Kale loves that horse.
Oh, that's good, because that little filly just ruined us.
That little filly is the best thing that's ever happened around here.
Oh, come on, Will.
Since she's been in that barn, we have a family. For the first time in years. Look, I'll work 7 days a week at the diner if it means that you'll spend time with your daughter. Can't you see how much she wants to be with you? And I know that your dad disappointed you, but that does not mean that you have to disappoint her.
It has nothing to do with my father.
No, it has everything to do with your father.
You're wrong. The truth is, Kale hadn't have been with me that night. I left that horse on the track. I let him put the horse down, and I still have my job. Kale.
Bye.
Kale. Come on, Kale.
Honey, can I come in?
Come on, let's just give her some time.
Kale? Come on, honey, open the door.
Come on, she'll come downstairs when she's ready. Kale?
I got you. You all right? You okay?
Talk to you for a minute, boss?
Right. I'll sell you.
Oh, she was running back and forth along the fence, and we were following her in the truck.
Malone, did she break down? How bad is she?
Well, in the truck, it said that she's about, a quarter mile. Well,
she's getting faster and faster.
Yeah. She's looking pretty strong, sir.
What are you saying? She should race?
Way to load her up, you.
Mariah Storm broke her leg the same way as Sonia.
Same fracture, same location.
This Mariah Storm.
She was a great racehorse.
She sure was.
Made a big comeback, too.
Came back and beat Serena's Song in the graded stakes. When I saw Sonia's x-rays, I thought I ought to show them to you, Ben.
That bone is healed.
Oh, yeah, that leg's good. Now, getting her back into racing shape, that's up to you. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Bye.
Favoring that leg.
How's she look?
She looked big.
Big as and strong?
Now babies and fat.
That's mean. That's mean. You shouldn't say that.
Well, she's been eating too many popsicles.
What?
You didn't know I knew about that, did you?
What do you think?
Well, and 5 weeks. Best she's done is 3 furlongs and 37 seconds. Not fast enough to win much, is it?
Maybe a cheap claimer, bluegrass down.
She was a graded stakes horse. Now she's a claimer.
Might be a good idea to run her in one. See if she perks up in a real race.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. You don't think anybody would claim her, do you?
Did you buy a horse that broke its leg?
Well, she might win. Could be easy money.
Down the way to go. Can't wait for a beautiful start. And Super 35 from the extreme outside coming from behind us. Three Sonya Dor. Major easy. Down along the inside.
Kidding me.
Claimed?
Wait a second. Hang on a minute.
You said she wouldn't get claimed.
Kale, listen to me.
What was the tag? How much did you get for?
$15,000.
You just sold Sonya Dor.
I don't believe this. I wasn't trying to sell Sonya. Out of 100 horses that could have been claimed tonight, you know how many got claimed? 2. Do you understand that you got to claim the horse before the race is even run? I mean, I just figured there's no way anybody'd take a chance on a filly that had already broken her leg.
I guess there was some chance.
She was a good horse, Kale. I'm gonna miss her too.
Oh, please don't treat me like a little kid. You should try to get some of your money back. I get it. It's business.
That's right, it is. I wasn't trying to sell Sonya, okay?
You lied to me. You said I'd always have Sonya Dory stood right there and said it. You raced her and she got claimed.
Well, welcome to the world of horse racing, Kale, where everything doesn't end up the way you want it to.
She wasn't for sale.
Every racehorse everywhere in the world right now is for sale. Get that.
She wasn't just some racehorse. She was our horse.
I told Pat that I was going to work the dinner shift tonight. Remember? You said you could go to Kale school for parents' night?
8 o'clock, huh? Yeah.
All right. Have a good time.
Okay. My shirt was wet and it smelled like French toast. So even though I threw up, I was happy my dad took me to the firehouse.
The end.
Thank you, Miss Richardson. Thank you.
Ben Crane.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd love you to read Kale's story. It's very inventive. It's right there in the blue folder. Come on up.
Once upon a time, there was a noble king. He lived in a beautiful castle overlooking green fields. An evil storm cast darkness over his castle, and before he knew it, dark nights had begun to take away his kingdom one piece at a time. But our king was a warrior, and he knew that if he could find his magic horse, he could restore the kingdom to greatness. He was not like most kings. He was quiet and kind. Everyone loved the king, which he may not have known. He searched and searched and finally rescued his horse from a raging river. But by the time he'd freed his horse, his kingdom was gone and he had given up. But the horse knew better than he. The horse took him over mountain ranges and across raging rivers. When it finally looked like they would die, the horse asked him to trust him. And King didn't know if the horse had really spoken to him or he just hadn't had anything to eat in a few days. Not soon after, the horse attempted to climb a mountain so steep the king was sure it would be their deaths. But the horse reached the top. And at the top, they found his kingdom restored. All those who loved him greeted the king with pie and coffee. Back your crane.
You keep these?
Yeah.
The one about the king.
Yeah, the stupid king. I made mistakes, Kale. I'm sorry.
So you like the stupid king?
Yeah.
like a stupid king.
I love a stupid king.
He loves you too.
There's some guy here to see you. Kale.
Mm-hmm. I got Pop a new goat. Want to go out there and pull him out of the trailer? Thanks a lot.
Me. Pop's helped out, too.
I did?
Let's just say we're both out of coffee for a while. All right. I got all the paperwork here. Kale, you put 51% of Sonya Door in your name. So from here on out, you make all the decisions. Don't worry, I got you in there at 39%. Malone, you and Manny can split the other 10, huh?
What are you saying, Ben?
I'm going to say it as soon as she signs this paper. The new owner of Sonya Door is Kale Crane. Welcome to the race business. Congratulations. You work for her now.
Ooh. Okay, boss.
Hey?
What's it going to be?
What?
Let's go, señorita. Come on.
You want me to warm her up and then push her over for 3 furlongs, or maybe 4?
You just want us to blow her out today, right? And then we can start to build her up, huh?
Yeah. Let's just blow her out.
Comes up, you let me know, huh?
All right.
Next.
Hey. You're up kind of late.
Been ringing all of Sonya's records. She won over 200,000 in graded company.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Qualifies her for a lot of stakes races. I was looking through the conditions book.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure something out.
I want you to help me. I want you to help me train her.
I see. Well, you'd be getting a trainer. What is it I'd be getting?
10%.
20.
15.
Done.
Sign here.
Not too tight. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, let's go. You can stay with us.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hello.
I want to thank everyone for coming. And I've scouted all of Sonya Door's possible races. And I've picked one I know she can win.
Really?
And when is this race?
Saturday, October 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Gotten the best jockey. His name is Madeline Vallarta.
Wait, I'm Madeline Vallarta.
Good idea.
You once told me you were the greatest jockey in the world, and I believe you.
Thank you, Kale. Thank you, but I can't. I'm not ready. I'm fat, and I gotta slim down, right, man?
I'm pretty sure the 29th of October is the same day as the running of the Breeders' Cup Championship, isn't it?
Biggest day in racing.
Yeah, the Breeders' Cup is what, 8 races worth $14 million?
Yes, I don't think you want to run in any race on the same day as the Breeders' Cup.
You're right. We shouldn't run in any race the same day as the Breeders' Cup. That's why we're going to run in the Breeders' Cup.
Whoa! Wow. That's ambitious.
Well, you know, you can't just show up with your horse at the Breeders' Cup, honey, and say, hey, I'm here. I want to run in the Classic. It doesn't work that way.
Be nice if it did.
Do you know the selection process is?
14 horses. First 7 are grade stakes wins, points. I don't know. Last 7 are... No, I don't really.
The last 7 they base on overall performance during the year. But they do have the ability to make a judgment call. Might take a shot. It's a long shot, but why not Sonidor? Why not us?
Why not Sonidor?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we going to the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah. Did you really not know how the last 7 horses were chosen?
No, I didn't. Really? Why would I? I've never been there. But if Sonia does get in, I can tell you there's going to be huge fees for a race like that. So, this is a pipe dream.
Remember dreams, Ben? This one's Kale's. Help her live it.
I want to, though. I do. I'm just saying that this isn't going to happen, that's all, honey.
So what? So what? Just let it take her as far as it can.
All right.
Five furlongs and 101 and change.
Well, that's better, but...
She was breezing, Dad. Don't worry.
Those
good?
Those? I like that
thing.
Well,
these are good.
I am, huh?
Mm. Hey, guys.
Yeah,
oh, wow. You guys got my favorite.
Balloon, where's mine?
Agua.
This is an orange?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a painted golf ball.
Hey, Meg, run a little close to the rail, eh?
Doing good, Meg. Doing good.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. No, here. Back up.
Oh.
Are we lucky?
Good girl. Watch.
Horse Rapid Cat is the son of Storm Cat, the best sire in the world. He deserves to run in the Breeders' Cup.
Mr. Sadir Bow, Rapid Cat is 18th on the point list. We've got 14 spots in it. Not much hope for Rapid Cat. Next.
Is Mr. Cale Crane here?
I'm Cale Crane.
Why don't you stand up?
Miss
Cale Crane. Well, Miss, your horse, Sonidor, has 20 points, and that puts her 16th on the list, though I see that last year she had 42 points.
Yes, sir. She'd have that many points this year, except she was injured.
She was injured? Well, do you have a vet's report that says she's sound?
Right here, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, you know, there are 14 horses that get to run. Your horse got a shot. But to enter this horse in this race is going to be a fee of $40,000. Did you bring a check?
I mailed it. Today.
Well, let's just say that the panel determines that Sonidor belongs in this race. Now, there's another $80,000 in fees that's going to be due on October 26th. You prepared for that?
So mail it to you.
Yes, sir, I am.
Final selection will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
You got a deal.
My knight in shining armor has come to rescue me. Bye, I'm going to take off.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you later.
Is Kale with Pop?
Yeah, they're going over race strategies.
Is she going to get in?
Selection's in the morning.
How did Kale do in front of the committee?
Truth, it was rough. She got kicked around pretty good.
Why are you smiling?
Because she kicked right back. Yeah, she reminds me of somebody. You're right, Will. It was great just letting her try.
So you're saying that I'm smart?
I'm saying you're smart and beautiful.
You think she has a chance of getting in?
There's a chance. And the entry fees are $120,000, okay? Did you hear me? Why are you smiling?
I feel like I'm on a date.
Bill? Time for bed, honey.
Well, that works a little better in the bucket now, doesn't it?
Yes. So how much are you going to bet on Sonia Dora to win the Classic? Don't you think she can win?
What?
You gotta think she can win. What's the harm in thinking she can win? Say, I think she can win.
I think she can win.
Good. She needs to hear you say that.
I would like to see you run against those boys.
May I have your attention, please? The chairman of the Breeders' Cup, I am proud to announce the field for the 22nd running of the Breeders' Cup Classic. We start in alphabetical order. AP Flyer. Argus, Bicycle Man, Bijoko, Chief Belaz, Full of Flight, Goliath's Boy, Grand Duke, I Can Do It, In the Rooms, Notes Weasel, On the Hops, and our last two runners are Point Twice and Sonia Dora.
To see it for myself. It's amazing.
Well, it's good to see the cranes all in one spot. Pop Crane. Famous Pop Crane. Even Phyllis.
How can we help you?
Well, you have to ask yourselves. how much it's worth to you to have this broken filly finish 14th in a field of 14th. How much you really want to embarrass yourselves. Because we all know that this horse, it's got no business in that race. Ben, I feel bad about what happened between us. And honestly, I do, and I'd like to make it right. I'll give you old $20,000 in cash for it.
$20,000?
Yeah.
See, Manny, it's $1,000 for you. $1,000 for you, Blum.
Woo!
A whole $1,000 for me? I guess I could get me a couple of steak dinners now, huh? Maybe some wine, bring some tube socks.
$1,000 for me, too? I could buy me 1,000 pair of dollar underwears.
Wait, my share is about $8,000. I've only got 20 invested. Where do I sign?
$40,000. All right? I brought my guys in the trailer with me. See, your luck, it's changing. I know what you paid for that horse. Are we done here?
Not my horse, Everett.
Well, what do you say, honey?
I'm not selling her.
Okay, I found my other pocket. All right, you listen to me. This is your last chance. I have a certified check for $100,000. And if you take this offer, I'll give your dad his job back. Believe it. Cranes have finally won one.
Dad?
If it was me, I'd tell him to take his money and his empty trailer and get the hell off our farm. That's just me.
He's running the big colt Goliath Boy in the Classic?
That's right. Goliath Boy's a favorite. And when he wins a cup, it'll be my fifth horse of the year.
Do you think Goliath Boy remembers what somebody's butt looks like?
Why?
Because it's all he's going to be seeing over on race day.
That's a good one. Suit yourself.
Dad.
Can't find a sponsor for this race, Pop. Nobody wants to take a chance on her. Called everybody I can think of. You ever seen a kid so happy with a horse?
Yeah, I have.
Pick it up. Come on. Pick it up.
There's other races, darling, that don't cost so much to enter.
Whew. Lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks.
You should stop training. We don't have the money to run. Going down to the Breeders' Cup to tell them we're dropping out of the race.
Oh. I had a dream last night, Kale. I was on a horse. Fast horse. That horse and me. Whew. We're flying like angels.
How did it end?
I woke up and my hunger was gone. It was God telling me to race again. Thank you, Kale. May God bless you.
Nobody ever thought we'd get in.
No, they didn't, but you did it.
Kale, Pop, come on. Get in the truck. Come on, let's go.
Great idea, Dad.
Whoa, whoa. Said he'd talk to us.
What are you gonna say?
I'm not. You are.
I'm here to see Prince the Deer.
The prince, he is expecting you. Please join him.
Prince the Deer, I'm Kiel Crane.
I remember you.
This is my dad and my granddad.
Morning.
Appreciate you taking my call. 120,000.
40,000 for the nomination fee and 80,000 for the entrance fee.
Prince Tariq is sure he's going to win. Glass Boy is a big, big horse.
Glass Boy is a bully. He's a bluffer and her horse knows it.
Kale. You look me in the eye and you tell me you think your horse has a chance of beating my brother's horse.
My horse will beat every horse that shows up. Great champion. When you ran, the ground shook. Sky opened and near mortals parted. Parted the way to victory, where you'll meet me in the winner's circle, where I'll put a blanket of flowers on your back. Run hard tomorrow. Run hard for my dad. He deserves a good run.
What? In 21 Breeders' Cup Classics, you know how many fillies have ever won it?
None. Only 4 fillies ever ran.
She's not even ready. And Palmer's right. This is going to be an embarrassment. What am I doing here, Pop?
You're taking your kid and your horse to the Breeders' Cup tomorrow. Because that's the dream of every real horseman. It's the dream of every father. Dream damn few ever get to see. Damn few, trust me on that one.
Listen, Lily and Kale are driving down in the morning, and Lily doesn't really know where to go, so I want you to come to the race. Pop, as your son, I'm asking you to come.
be with me and Cale. Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
Thank you, Bowen.
I was talking to her.
Here you go, Manny. This is the original silks of the Crane Race Farm.
Pa buena suerte.
Muchas gracias.
I'm going to take this good-looking thing up to the owner's box and show off the hat.
Have a great race, Manny.
Thank you, Mrs. Crane.
Sure wish we had another couple of weeks.
She's ready to run. You saved her life. She's just returning the favor. She's here to run for you.
Oh, there's Ben Crane and Sonia Dorr, 80-1 shot. Hey, Ben, how about we get a picture here with Sonia Dorr and Glass? Just a little photo opportunity.
I think I'm feeling heat in that leg now. I don't know if it's me or...
What do you want to do? What do you want to do, boss? Huh? What do you want to do?
You're in here.
Dad.
What are the chances she gets caught on the same leg that we've been trying to heal for the past 6 months, huh? This is beyond bad luck.
Are you afraid? Are you afraid that we're going to come in dead last?
I'm sorry, sir.
Where is she? Bring her in here.
It's Sir Sonia.
Balone, just bring her in here.
She won't come in.
Manny, I don't know, boss. She doesn't want to move.
Hold on.
Whew. She tried to kick me when I tried to bring her in.
Come on. Hold on. Easy now. There you are. Easy.
What's she telling you?
Kale to our seats. Come on, girl.
We got a special package here.
Very excited, ain't you?
Hi.
Just for owners.
I know. That'd be us.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Here we go. Here we go. Where are we? We done this quick.
Oh,
do you know any of these people?
No.
Back door?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Horses coming out on the track now for the great one. $4 million.
Good luck.
Eighth race, 20 to win on the 7.
Seven?
Look, Sonia door. That must be 80 to 1.
You know what?
Right. $257. Sonia door to win. You like that? Ready?
Yeah.
257 to win. You're crazy.
That's for you.
Behind there on the hop.
with 22-1.
Great champion. When you ran, the ground shook. The sky opened and mere mortals parted. Part of the way to victory, where you'll meet me in the winner's circle, where I'll put a blanket of flowers on your back.
He left
to protect the kingdom. And only king would do anything to protect the kingdom. Only king would do anything to protect the kingdom.